Good morning and welcome to the Oakland radio program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm looking forward to studying from the Word of God with you this week. You know, with everything kind of going on around us in the world today and with the coronavirus and elections and anything you can think of, it just kind of gets overwhelming and kind of get fearful from times. But I'm so happy that we can have this time each day during the week that we can listen to the Word of God and take some points from it. This week we want to be as simple as possible, and we're just going to take some of the Psalms. We're going to be in a different Psalm each day, and we're just going to read that Psalm, and we'll make a few applications, and I hope that everything that we do this week will be beneficial to each and every one of you out there. If you have your Bibles and are following along this morning, let's look at Psalm 15. We're going to be in the 15th Psalm this morning. We're going to be talking about how that what kind of character we need to have to be able to dwell with the Lord. Let's read Psalm 15. It says, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved." So we see here a Psalm of David here in chapter 15 of Psalms. And the first verse asks the question, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill?" We have these questions here, and we need to think to ourselves and ask ourselves that question. Are we in a position to where we can abide with the Lord in His tabernacle? Are we worthy? Do we have the kind of character that we need to possess to be able to dwell with the Lord? And then in verse 2, it says that he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. That reminds me of in Micah in chapter 6, if you have your Bibles and are following along, Micah chapter 6, in verse 8, it says that he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. We need to be able to walk humbly and to do justly, just as the Lord has required of us, and to walk uprightly. This person here in Psalm 15, that he works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. And then in verse 3, it talks about that he does not backbite with his tongue. The tongue can be a powerful thing, and it can hurt people if we're not careful. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, in verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So we see how serious the tongue can be, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. It controls our tongue. What we say and what we, how we react to certain situations determine whether we're going to have death or life when it comes to our spiritual lives. Also in Proverbs 13, in verse 3, it says, "He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction." So we see here from verse 3 here in chapter 13 that our tongue can preserve our life or end our lives. So in verse 3 of Psalm 15, that we don't need he doesn't backbite with his tongue, nor does he do evil to his neighbor. And we can read an example of that in the New Testament from the command of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew the 5th chapter, in verse 43 starting, where it says that you have heard what is said, you shall love your neighbor, that's the second greatest command, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we see here from Psalm 15, for us to be able to dwell with the Lord, what kind of character we need to have, that we need to walk uprightly, that we need to have works of righteousness, speak the truth, and we not need to hold our tongue, and then not do evil to anyone. And that's just some encouraging thoughts and some simple thoughts that we can take from the Psalms this morning. I hope that you'll tune in for the rest of the week as we study from the Word of God. Thank you, and hope you have a great day.